Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Starbucks Corporation, the global coffeehouse chain that has become synonymous with premium coffee experiences around the world. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Starbucks has been a global leader in the coffee industry for years. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the endowment effect and social proof influence their decision-making, especially in areas like customer engagement and brand loyalty?
The endowment effect is particularly relevant to Starbucks' approach, especially in how customers perceive the value of their products. The endowment effect suggests that people place a higher value on items they own or have an emotional connection to. Starbucks has successfully leveraged this by creating a strong brand identity and a sense of ownership among its customers, whether through personalized drinks, the Starbucks Rewards program, or even the unique ambience of their stores. This sense of ownership can make customers more willing to pay a premium for Starbucks products, as they perceive them as having a higher value compared to other coffee options. Social proof is another significant factor, especially in how Starbucks has built its brand and expanded its global presence. Starbucks is often seen as a symbol of status and quality, and the company has effectively used social proof to reinforce this image. By creating an environment where customers see others enjoying Starbucks products, whether in store, on social media, or through word of mouth, the company taps into the human tendency to follow the behavior of others, especially when making purchasing decisions. This has helped Starbucks maintain its position as a premium brand and attract a loyal customer base.
And this focus on creating a strong emotional connection with customers and leveraging social proof has helped Starbucks sustain its leadership position in the global coffee industry, appealing to both customers and investors who value brand strength and customer loyalty.
Exactly. Starbucks' strategic use of the endowment effect in enhancing customer loyalty and social proof in reinforcing its brand image appeals to investors looking for a company that understands and leverages consumer psychology. However, this approach also means that Starbucks must carefully manage the risks associated with brand perception and ensure that its strategies remain relevant in a rapidly changing consumer landscape.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Starbucks. As a global brand with a strong social responsibility ethos, DEI is particularly important for Starbucks. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Starbucks' approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in diverse markets and has positioned itself as a socially responsible brand. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Starbucks' ability to connect with a broad customer base by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows Starbucks to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the retail and service industries. For investors, Starbucks' focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Starbucks build stronger relationships with customers, employees, and communities, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and social impact.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in consumer-facing industries like retail and hospitality, where the ability to serve diverse populations is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and customer engagement strategies, Starbucks not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Starbucks operates in numerous countries, offering its coffeehouse experience worldwide. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Starbucks' global strategy involves tailoring its products and store experiences to meet the specific needs and cultural preferences of different regions while maintaining its core brand identity. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. Starbucks' ability to navigate cultural nuances and local tastes allows it to maintain a strong global presence while appealing to a wide range of consumers. The company's approach to understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with cultural differences, economic fluctuations, and competitive pressures. By ensuring that its products and experiences are relevant and appealing in different regions, Starbucks can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for Starbucks, especially as they face competition from both local coffee shops and other global chains. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Starbucks' focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the global coffee industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in consumer behavior, cultural preferences, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Starbucks to other companies in the retail and food service sectors like McDonald's, Dunkin', and Chipotle. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Starbucks' dynamics are often compared to other retail and food service giants like McDonald's, Dunkin', and Chipotle, particularly in their approach to customer engagement, brand loyalty, and market expansion. Starbucks' strength lies in its ability to create a premium coffee experience and a strong emotional connection with customers, appealing to investors looking for a company that balances brand strength with customer loyalty. McDonald's, with its focus on affordability and consistency, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes scale and broad market appeal. Dunkin', known for its coffee and quick service model, attracts those looking for a company that emphasizes convenience and value. Chipotle, with its focus on fresh, customizable meals, appeals to investors interested in a company that emphasizes quality and customer choice. Starbucks' behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for premium experiences, strong customer relationships, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the retail and food service industries.
And unlike Dunkin', which focuses more on convenience and value, Starbucks' strength lies in its premium positioning and customer experience, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Starbucks, the focus on premium experiences, brand loyalty, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the coffee and food service industry.
To sum up, Starbucks' approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their customer engagement strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Starbucks' stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. We'll be right back.